Once again, it is time to study for a science test. We're on Chapter 2 in Unit B, and it is on force and motion. So we have a lot to cover. Number one, what does force cause an object to do? Well, force, remember, the vocabulary term is that it's a push or a pull on an object. And what does it do? It causes it to change motion. We talked about several examples of this. It can cause it to speed up. It can cause it to slow down, stop, change direction. Think about kicking a ball back and forth with a friend. Whenever you kick the ball, you are speeding the ball up. Whenever the friend kicks it back to you, they actually stop it and make it change direction. So what does force cause an object to do? Change its motion. Number two, the force that pulls any two objects toward each other is called what? Well, that's actually called gravity. And the effects of gravity, it pulls you toward the center of the Earth. So, for example, in the book it talked about the roller coaster. And when the roller coaster car is at the top of the hill and it starts to go down, it's being pulled down toward the Earth by the force of gravity. Number three, why do astronauts weigh less on the moon than on Earth? Well, there's no gravity on the moon. And remember, we talked about the difference between mass and weight. And we talked about how mass is how much force, how much you're made up of, how much matter you contain. And weight is actually the force of gravity pushing down against gravity. And that's what causes you to have a weight on a scale. So the best diet you could go on, or the best change of weight, would be to go to the moon. Even though your mass is the same, your weight is different. So when people actually go on diets, they're not trying to lose weight. They're actually trying to lose mass. And we've talked about that in class a lot. So why do astronauts weigh less on the moon than on Earth? No gravity. Number four, what's the force that slows down moving objects? Friction is the force that slows down moving objects. Remember in the Bill Nye video, whenever the boys were skateboarding or kind of surfboarding down the hill, and they would put their shoes out to slow them down, and it was wearing the bottom of their shoe off. That was due to friction. Friction is the force that slows down or stops moving objects that are in motion. Number five, give an example of what a child can do to have a lot of potential energy. Remember the difference between potential energy and kinetic energy. Potential energy is whenever you are getting ready to go down a slide or down a hill. You have the most potential energy when you're at the very top of that hill and you're getting ready to go down. When you have kinetic energy, that is actually whenever you are moving something. So kinetic energy is the energy of motion, and potential energy is the energy that an object has because of its position, typically on the top of a slide or a hill. So give an example of what a child can do to have a lot of potential energy. Sit at the very top of a slide, or get ready to go sledding and be at the very top of the hill. You're going to have a ton of potential energy when you're at the top of the hill. Number six, when a person starts to move, potential energy changes to what other kind of energy? And we just talked about that. It's kinetic energy. Kinetic energy is the energy of motion. Give an example of a use of chemical energy. Now, we talked about several different types of energy, including the potential and kinetic. We talked about mechanical energy. We talked about chemical energy. We also talked about electrical energy. And remember that chemical energy was something we talked about that uses batteries. So give an example of use of chemical energy. Well, anything that runs on batteries is going to have a use of chemical energy. So any toy that you have, any game that you have, the cameras that we use in class, those are all examples of using chemical energy because they use batteries. Number eight, give an example of doing work. Now, we're not talking about schoolwork. We're talking about work that is caused when a force moves an object. And you learn that a push and a pull are forces. Now, if you are not able to move the object, you have not done any work. So give an example of doing work. You have to make sure that you've moved something in order for an example of work being done is given. So maybe you're carrying your book bag down the hallway to go home and do your homework. Doing the homework isn't the work. Carrying the book bag down the hallway is actually the example of work that we're speaking of. Number nine, a nail is an example of what type of simple machine? Now, we talked about quite a few different types of simple machines. We talked about the inclined plane, the wheel and axle, the wedge, lever, pulley, and screw. And the nail was the example of the wedge. A wedge is a simple machine that has slanted sides, and a nail is an example of that. What simple machine would you use to move a heavy box up a ramp? We talked about seeing that all the time whenever movers come and they want to move items up into the back of a truck, or when the delivery people come and deliver food to restaurants, they go down a ramp. So the example would be inclined plane is the example of a ramp. What is a compound machine? Well, a compound machine, remember, compound words, those are made up of two smaller words. It's the same thing for a compound machine. When you have more than one simple machine working together, you have a compound machine. What's something that makes work easier? We've been talking about machines, and that's what makes work easier. Any type of machine is going to help you make work easier. Number 13, a push or pull that causes something to change its motion is a blanked. And that's one of the very first vocab words that we talked about, and that's force. Number 14, astronauts can jump higher on the moon because the moon has less blank than the Earth, and that's less gravity. And then astronauts, once again, have the same amount of mass, but their weight is much different. Number 15, what is the force that occurs when two objects rub against each other? Bill Nye, I remember showing in that video also, he had you rub your hands together really quickly. And those are two objects. When they rub against each other, the force that it creates is friction, causes them to heat up a little bit. Number 16, just after you kick a soccer ball, what kind of energy does it have? Now, it didn't say kicking a soccer ball down a hill, just kicking it in a straight line. That would be kinetic. If you had the soccer ball on the top of a hill, that would be potential. But we're not talking about hills here. We're talking about kicking it. That's kinetic. Number 17, a knife is an example of which simple machine? Well, that would be an example, once again, of a wedge. And that is a simple machine that has slanted sides. And we know that a knife has slanted sides, much like the nail does. Number 18, what uses electricity or other fuels to power them? Well, simple machines we know doesn't require any electricity. Compound machines don't really either, because we talked about a bicycle being a compound machine. So when you put more than one compound machine together, usually you have to have some sort of fuel to power it. And that's when you have a complex machine. Number 19. Two children are lifting boxes that differ in mass. Explain how you can measure which child is doing more work. Well, if they're both lifting the boxes and moving them the exact same distance, then the one that's moving a heavier box is the one that's actually doing more work. Number 20. Explain how kinetic and potential energy work together when you swing on a swing or slide down a slide. Well, we've already kind of discussed the whole slide thing, so let's talk about the swing. When you're swinging in a swing and you are pushed all the way back, when you are at the very top peak before you start to head back forward again, that is where you have the most potential energy, at the top of the swing. As you are moving through the swing, that is kinetic energy. That's when it changes from potential energy at the very top before you head back down into kinetic energy. So when you're at the top, you have potential energy. When you're moving, you have kinetic energy. I think if you know all 20 of those questions, you're going to do really well on this test. So make sure you study hard, get all the answers down, and you're going to do great. We'll see you tomorrow.